Numbers chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. Because he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Has the Lord Jehovah indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And the Lord Jehovah heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, above all the men who were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord Jehovah spoke suddenly to Moses, and to Aaron, and to Miriam, Come out the three of you to the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three of them came out. And the Lord Jehovah came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I the Lord Jehovah will make myself known to him in a vision, and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, plainly, and not in dark speeches, and the form of the Lord Jehovah he shall see. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and, indeed, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beg you, do not lay this sin upon us, in which we have done foolishly, and in which we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried to the Lord Jehovah, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beg you. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people did not travel until Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people moved from Hazeroth, and pitched in the wilderness of Paran.